I'll do the roll call. John Binney,
yes.
Nominating Committee.
Yes.
Nevitt, Registrar Constituency.
Here.
Christina Rosette, IPC and Chair.
Yes.
Avri Doria, Nomcom.
Yep.
Yunju, WIPO.
Mm-hmm.
Margie Millam, Registrar Constituency.
Here.
Lance Griffin, IPC.
Here.
David Maher, Registry Constituency.
Here.
Victoria McKevedy,
here.
Non-commercial. John Berryhill, Registrar Constituency.
Yes.
Peter Olson, IPC.
Yes.
Tim Ruiz, Registrar Constituency.
Here.
And Kelly Smith, IPC. And we've got Liz Williams, our staff member, and Jeff Newman has just joined from the registry constituency. And that's it so far. Thank you, Christina.
Okay. I don't know whether everyone has had a chance to take a look at the agenda that I circulated, and I apologize for doing that on such short notice. But one of the first things that I wanted to just touch upon briefly is whether in connection with preparing the summary analyses of the TLDs, if anyone had come up against a question that was not covered in our explanatory discussion last week or had noticed something that they wanted to raise with the entire group.
This is John Bing. I have only an extremely stupid observation, but I noticed that in some of the things that has been filled in, the top LTD is still just a TLD, and I'd like it to spell out which TLD it is.
Okay.
It refers to. Otherwise, it becomes slightly difficult to imply it from the text.
Okay. If whoever's posted so far could just check and make sure that they filled that in, that's a great idea. It's certainly going to make it easier to keep track of. Anyone else?
This is Kelly Smith. I have a question regarding the challenges section.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that is challenges based on a trademark or other name right and not, for example, a challenge under the CEDRP, now I don't remember what it stands for, but basically for an STLD that the applicant doesn't meet the eligibility requirements?
That was my understanding, yes.
Okay.
Is that a different understanding from what anyone else has?
Okay, thank you.
All right, great. One of the things that I would like to spend the bulk of today talking about is dividing up into the project teams that I think we'll need to have in place in order to complete our statement of work and to have a report in the kind of general May timeframe that we've talked about. What I would like to do first is just run quickly through what my ideas are in terms of what the project teams, what the four project teams, and I note that I'd only identified three on the agenda, but now I have four, just what each generally will be tasked with accomplishing, and then if we could just circle back and discuss each one in turn. The first would be kind of a problems analysis, or rather issues analysis team. And that would be the team that would be responsible for not only identifying and preparing the part of the report that discusses the issues that these protective mechanisms were intended to address, but will also be responsible for preparing that part of the report that talks about whatever issues the implementation of these mechanisms may have themselves created. With regard to that latter category, I realize obviously any kind of definitive analysis and assessment will need to be pending the receipt of constituency observations and comments. But I think it's probably fair to say that we all, just off the top of our head, could identify at least a couple of things that we would consider to be issues. So I think it would be possible to certainly get started at the second half of it in the meantime as well. The second project team would essentially be responsible for the TLD analyses in the sense of ensuring that everyone has completed the TLD analyses, that to the extent that there are any questions or uncertainties or clarifications, that those are resolved. The goal of that project team will be to not only prepare essentially a composite document that will consist of all of the individual summaries, but also the section of the report that will be identifying what the commonalities are and what the key variances are, and to the extent that it's possible to highlight what the key commonalities are that might be, at least based on some other information, something that could be adopted on a scalable level. That part of the report would cover that as well. The third project team, which I think in a way has got one of the more complicated tasks, is really to handle the constituency outreach in the sense of, we had talked in one of our first calls that it's really critical that we get the input from, you know, all members of the community and including the constituencies. And I should note that we probably need to make this more broader to not only cover constituencies but just kind of general internet community. And that group would be tasked with putting together a survey form that would be distributed to the constituencies with, hopefully, the composite TLD summaries attached, the goal being that the survey would be kind of a yes-no rank on a scale of 1 to 5 type thing in order to ensure more participation, but it would really be targeted at getting all of the information that was identified in the statement of work as more along the lines of the qualitative information. You know, what do these particular constituencies view as some of the issues arising out of or related to the mechanisms? What did they believe? What was the impact on their constituency? What is their preference going forward? That type of thing. And I realize that obviously there won't be an opportunity to really go forward that full scale until the TLD summaries are completed, but I think it's probably something that could get a good start. Finally, the fourth project team would be tasked with not only addressing incoming requests from other work groups, but also to the extent that they are needed. And I guess one point that we can talk about in a minute is what to whether to have a separate project team for identifying alternative mechanisms. But this other request consultation work group would really be responsible for assessing and developing draft responses or comments or whatever another working group, or in fact I know that with regard to new GTLDs, as Liz will speak to in a minute, there are some questions and concerns and issues that have been raised by the council. In terms of timing, I think ideally it would be great if we could make sure that we're in a position that enough work has been done on all of these, by all of these project teams, so that we would be in a position during the LISBON meeting to really get into kind of some of the hard questions. I mean, what do, and you know, particularly with regard to some of the survey, the constituency outreach forms, to make sure that we're in agreement as to wordings of questions, that type of thing. Assessment of commonalities, those types of issues. In terms of composition, ideally, and I realize that by virtue of just the composition of the working group, we might not be able to do that, but ideally we would have at least one constituency member on each project team, and of course each working group member could be on as many project teams as they wanted, with the understanding that once you are committing to be on a project team, you will in fact be responsible for that output, as well as we would obviously need to have a leader of each project team. So, now that I've laid that out, let's go back, if we could, and if anyone would like to talk about kind of the issues analysis in terms of issues that the mechanisms were intended to address and those that they may have created. Is there anybody that has any questions or comments or thoughts on what that project team might also want to do, if anybody wants to volunteer for it or volunteer to lead it, that type of thing?
Christine, it's Lucia. I just wanted to address quickly something that you and I have been emailing between each other about first, and I want to share with the group, but when you're ready, I'm happy to talk about that.
Sure. All right. Does anybody want to volunteer to I guess we need volunteers to be on the issues analysis.
David, I'll volunteer to be on the issues analysis group.
Okay. Thank you.
John Berryhill. I will volunteer to be on the issues analysis group.
Come on, fellas, step up to the plate and lead Bigfoot.
Well, I might just have to eeny, meeny, miny, moe it. So let's see where we are.
This is Margie. I'll volunteer to lead that one if you need a leader.
Thank you, Margie.
We do.
Not anymore, we don't.
Yeah, we did.
Now we've got Margie. All right.
I'd like to be on that one as well. This is Kelly Smith.
Okay.
Was that the first group?
Yes, it was.
Okay, great.
All right.
I'm saving myself for the fourth group. This is Peter in Copenhagen.
Okay. Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to be on that group? We need some non-commercial and CUC representation.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
This is Inge from WAPO, and I would be interested in the first group, the problems analysis.
Okay. Excellent. Anyone else? All right. Next one, TLD analysis. Members and leaders.
Can you just go over what this one does?
This one is really just intended to, the goal would be twofold. First, to have one document, an appendix as it will be, as I'm thinking about it, to the report that would essentially consist of a compilation of all these summaries. So that group would be responsible for essentially kind of writing herd on the various work group members to make sure that those are done, to the extent that there are any questions or clarifications that are needed to follow up with the appropriate working group member, and that once that, you know, filling in the blanks is done, to really focus on extracting from this what some of the commonalities appear to be and what some of the key variances appear to be. You know, are there any patterns that can be drawn from these, and if so, what are they? All right, so we have no volunteers and no leaders. We'll come back. Okay. Next one is constituency outreach, or community outreach, however we want to call it.
Christian, I just have a suggestion about that section.
Sure.
I would suggest collapsing the constituency outreach into the other two groups and having the two groups do that anyway, because both of those elements of work need it. And unless there was something specific that you needed that group C to do, then it's necessary for both groups to do it anyway.
The only thing that I was thinking that group would be responsible for, uniquely responsible for, would be creating the document or the whatever form it is that we are going to be using as kind of a standard form to communicate to the constituencies that would identify all of the information that we're seeking to get from them in terms of, you know, both kind of very basic, you know, yes-no answers, as well as an opportunity to provide longer answers and comments.
It looks to me you're missing the ISPs.
We are.
In this, and that's the only formal constituency you're missing, but there is some necessity to do ALAC outreach.
Okay.
And I would suggest that a quick discussion with Tony Holmes, which you've done in the background, would be helpful as the chair of that group.
Okay.
But I would urge the two previous groups to use the same format to collect their information anyway, and that and you've got NomCom people there already, because I did hear Avery earlier, and I heard John Bing earlier. So you're pretty well covered by the ISPs and the ALAC. And a direct mail to Alan Greenberg would be probably sufficient to deal with that for ALAC. But your call, I don't mind.
No, I guess I'm not sure I'm following you. Would it really just be that the folks currently doing the issues analysis and whoever ends up on the TLD analysis will be responsible for going back to their own constituency?
Yep, I think so.
All right. I guess the only concern that I would have is that unless there's some kind of agreement from the outset or just a standard collection of information that we may be getting, I'd hate to find out at the end that we don't have a comment from a particular constituency on a particular issue because they weren't asked.
But remember also that the working group is feeding into the utilities committee, and there is significant representation from all of the constituencies on that group. So I don't think you should overly concern yourself,
okay.
But I understand what you're trying to get to.
All right. Well, then I guess I'll talk with you offline, Liz, because I'm not entirely sure I'm still clear on it. But all right. And then the last area would be consultation requests from other working groups. And Liz, if you would be so kind as to jump in at this point, that would be great.
Yeah, there's two things that I wanted to jump in with. First of all, the production of reports. Christina asked me a question earlier in the day about the way in which the group would feed its input into the final report. The updated New Utilities report is almost finished, and I'll be releasing that to Bruce and to have him go over it probably tomorrow, which takes into account the LA inputs that we have had, which those who are on the committee would understand, and I'm sorry for the others that I'm skipping over that. However, what I've done is I've established a placeholder for reports from each of the reserve names groups, the PRO group, the GAC group, and I dare not almost mention the GAC today, and the IDN working group, because there's four elements of work that are going on that have a direct bearing on the new TLD's report. So this group has, I think, until the 30th of May to submit its final report, and until such time as that takes place, it will be a placeholder in the bigger new TLD's report. So I am more than happy to integrate each project team's portion, which is, it seems to me, Christina, two things. One is a problems analysis and two is a TLD analysis into the report more generally, as long as the group do a standard sort of format, not dissimilar to what the Reserve Names Group have done in terms of their reporting. So that's one section of it. The other section of it is the request for consultation with other working groups. And Christina, I've been forwarding you directly the request, particularly from the Reserve Names Working Group, who are punting this group particular questions. Christina, did you have a good idea now of what this group was being asked to do from other groups?
No.
That's a complete bummer. Right, what I'll do is, and I have it in front of me, but I don't want to take up time on the call identifying it, I'll send it to the whole group, and part of it is, I'm trying to look at the common membership across the groups, and there's not much, except for Tim Louise. Tim, do you happen to remember off the top of your head there was two questions on the reserve names and IANA, ICANN, IANA things, and there was something about geographic identifiers that was also important for this group to consider. Can you remember off the top of your head what else needed to be done? Tim, Louise?
I had been distracted by another call. I just got back, so I might have missed something.
Sure, okay. What I'll do, Christina, is that I will forward to this group my email that I sent to the Reserve Names group, which was, dear folks, please refer to these particular groups, and I'll just do that in 1 second whilst you're talking, and then I'll come back at the end of the call before, so I can go through it with everyone. So go on ahead, Christina, and I'll come back.
Okay. Is there anybody who is willing and interested to be on that group?
Christina, I don't think it needs a special group. It's going to just cut across. It's going to be something that the whole group would deal with, I think, in the course of what you've identified in those two working groups. But I'm finding that email right now. Hang on.
What issue is this we're talking about?
It's the request for information from other working groups, most particularly the Reserve Names Working Group.
Yeah, Liz, I'm looking through your mail to Reserve Names. I can't find the one you mean.
Speak up, Avery, we can't hear you.
I'm saying, I'm looking through your mail to the Reserve Names group.
Yep, and I've got it. Here we go.
Okay,
I've got it right here.
Find the one you mean.
I'm just going to forward it to the whole group now. GRGNSPRO. Thank you. sorry, Christina. I don't want to.
No, that's okay.
I'm getting
just,
the right thing. I'm sending it to the group.
I'm just trying to go back through the.
I'm cross-checking against the statement of work, and I think it'll just really be important as the groups go forward to make sure that they're referring back to the statement of work and that to the extent that there are particular components in the outline for that the ultimate report,
yep.
that they're
and
taking charge
of it.
And
it's on its way now.
All right, well, still not through. Now, I have a question and that I don't know the answer to, but I know that somebody had said to me at one point that any time we are going to be consulting with the constituencies that we need to then follow on to whatever each constituency, what the constituencies have as kind of their formal comment period, which I think is 45 days. Is that right? Does anyone
Christine, this is John Evett. Could you just explain the goal that you're trying to achieve with consultation from the constituencies? I mean, is it a formal response? Are you looking for informal input? Because that will help guide what the, at least from a registrar constituency standpoint, the timeline on what we get back to you.
Right. I personally have no preference as to whether it's formal or informal. The goal really here is to get the information that is called for under the statement of work that would not otherwise be available. For example, with regard to there's an entire section of the statement of work or subsection talking about the impact on registrars and registries of these protective mechanisms. So we would need to know what that is. And frankly, maybe that's something we can all talk about now as to whether anybody thinks that it needs to be either formal or informal. I realize that if we go the formal route that there are certain procedural requirements and processes that need to be followed. But
yeah, this is Jeff. I don't think we can do the formal impact of registrars or registries until after this recommendation's made. And that step is really made for once there's actual recommendations, then you go back to the registries and registrars and get the...
No, the idea here was to look at the existing mechanisms that have been implemented thus far to see what the impact had been.
Okay.
And obviously we
can
do it on the back end as well. But to the extent, and I think we talked about this in one of our earlier calls, I mean, to the extent that there are certain implementation impacts, you know, some of those are going to be uniquely felt by the registries and registrars.
But Christina, this is Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's, probably, I mean, if you collapse the groups down, it's probably like 200-some-odd registrars, close to 60 of which are members of the constituency.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine everyone would have a different analysis of the impact.
Mm-hmm.
No impact at all because they didn't participate, all kinds of things.
Right.
So I'm just wondering what you might want would be just an informal survey that would allow anyone to respond who would like to, and then we collect those.
I would prefer that if that's something that everyone in the group thinks, unless anyone disagrees and thinks that we need to have something more formal for purposes of the final report. I mean, I think having the informal survey, people who care about this will respond and people who don't won't. I mean, that's true of anything, really.
Right, and I think the timing issue with trying to do something formal just wouldn't work out with the time we have to work within.
Right. I mean, the goal that I was thinking in terms of just when I was trying to plot out where we need to be by the end of May and working backwards was that I was really hoping that by the time we're done meeting at the Lisbon meeting, we're in a position where, that informal outreach can start, that there's been discussion and agreement as to what exactly the questions are that we want to ask and how we want to go about doing that. And, of course, obviously, the TLD analysis would need to be done by that point as well.
Christine, I could just help out a bit with what I would expect from my side because I think that's a bit of the puzzle. I would expect that post-Lisbon meeting I'll incorporate whatever the vast array of working groups have been able to incorporate for the committee as a whole to consider. And then between the Lisbon meeting and the Puerto Rico meeting, a board report needs to be prepared. And prior to that board report being completed, a public comment in the process, but
okay.
Of course what constituencies should do is make sure that what constituency group should do in this group is to make sure that they have the authority to speak for the constituencies and quote-unquote warn the constituency executives, so to speak, that this work needs to be done and that there would be a formal public comment period that would take place between Lisbon and Puerto Rico.
So, Jeff, the answer to the question is informal.
I think that was John's question.
Oh, John, I'm sorry.
That would be my preference as well, so that's good.
All right. There's a number of people who are members of the working group that haven't really volunteered for anything. For any of the project teams that we've talked about here. Is there anybody in that group that would like to do so now?
Don Beng, I think that Group B, the TLD analysis, seems to be working on documents, and that is perhaps something that I might be able to do.
Oh, that would be great.
Rather than on background knowledge, as you, the rest of you have so much of, and which I have so very little of.
I don't suppose I could persuade you to be the leader of that group.
I do not think I'm ready to accept that responsibility
okay.
yet.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you very much, John. Anyone else? All right, I guess the only other question that I would have, and I just want to warn everybody that I'll be in the... I guess we've gotten the email from Liz, and we probably should, before we go further, talk about that. I think, Liz, when you had sent this, one of the things that I wasn't really clear on is what kind of the baseline names this was referring to.
Say that again. Sorry, Christina. I've got a very poor line tonight.
I just didn't have a good sense as to when you're talking about whether the group is suggesting that existing registries should be subject, is the group suggesting that existing registries should be subject to defensive registrations and have to go through a UDRP to have a name returned if it were registered by someone else? I'm not really quite sure I understand what the universe of names is that we're talking about here. I think that was part of my problem from the beginning, which is that
Let me just go down. Just so that the group knows, I've sent quite a detailed email to Chuck, and there was a bunch of reports that the Reserve Names Group had done, and I had gone back through each and every one of them and identified store recommendations and page numbers and whatever, and I had come up with a series of questions that needed to be tested with that group to make sure that I am not making assumptions about writing the new TLD's report that were incorrect. Now, it is clear then that I'm not going to be able to do this now because the registry specific names are the names Jeff Newman, you can help me out here. For example, .biz has registry-specific names that are reserved, a set of reserved names, and .biz, for example, has quite a long list. If the question was about, if in the new TLD scenario, those sets of names were unreserved, then how would an existing registry handle a defensive registration? But what I'll do is, instead of asking you a question that you can't respond to on the fly, I'll prepare a proper note that puts this in its proper context with a proper piece of the report so that everyone can see what's going on, because there's not a sufficient amount of crossover between the two groups to see that everyone has an update, and I don't want to waste your time on doing that, and I'll do that properly for you tomorrow.
Okay. And Liz, you and I had talked about, I'm still of the view that it's perfectly okay to have that working group do it in the sense of, I know that you've got a lot of things on your plate right now and that, it might be easier for you to have, and Chuck seemed amenable to it, to have the point person in that working group.
Yep, exactly.
Make the presentation.
The ownership of the work is very, very important, that it sits within the group that are actually doing it and that have skin in the game. I am a facilitator and I have to take responsibility for writing the final report and the recommendations.
All right.
And I will facilitate that process and make sure that gets done. But if the group can take responsibility for writing its recommendations and being willing to undertake discussion that might well be chucked out by the committee as a whole, then that's fine.
All right. And what's the time frame for this?
You guys have got a time frame for the end of May. The Reserve right. Names Group have a time frame for the Lisbon meeting. I'd suggest that you take longer rather than shorter to do it. It's not inconsiderable amount of work, and I think that it's rather more complicated, and the Reserve Names Group have found that much of what they're doing is actually quite complicated and difficult anyway.
Yeah, Sir Robert, can I add one comment to that? I mean, we've marked many things as needing more work, so it's quite probable that more work will be done in the names group, in the Reserve Names Group.
Exactly. Thanks, Avery.
All right. Does anyone have any questions? Can we, when we, I guess the next question is, our next scheduled meeting is on the 20th, and I think we're definitely scheduled for the 25th, Glenn, is that right, in Lisbon?
That's a Saturday, yes, that's right.
Okay.
I mean, the Sunday, yes.
Okay. So what I'd like to do, I would expect, is when we talk next week, I mean, obviously everybody who hasn't completed their TLD analysis, please do so and circulate that. When I circulate the meeting summary email, I'll just allocate people to groups to the extent that they were previously unallocated. And what I would like to do is at least by next Tuesday, for the folks on kind of the issues analysis team, to the extent that they could, you know, at a minimum have kind of an outline of what the general categories of issues are. On both, you know, issues that the mechanisms were designed to solve and issues that may have developed, kind of with the understanding that obviously with the latter category, a lot of that will depend on what the community and constituency outreach brings up in terms of final form. And with regard to the TLD analysis, be in a position to at least have some rough outlines of where the commonalities and variances seem to be. And obviously, I think a lot of that will require, you know, off-meeting emails and that type of thing. I leave it to the members of the various groups. And Mike Rudenbaugh had indicated that he would be willing to head a group if no one did. So I'm going to put him as the head of the TLD analysis project team. And I leave it really to you all to decide whether you want to have separate calls, and if so, kind of the mechanism for doing that, if you want to really just rely solely on email.
We have a free conference which that I can provide the details for anyone who wishes to have a little conference call that you didn't want to be dialing to Berlin, and that's very simple for me to set up. It won't be recorded, but it's really easy to do.
Yeah, that would be great if you don't mind sending that. This is Marcus.
Sure. So just if you could just send me anyone who wants it, just send it to me. I won't send it as a group thing, but I will send it to specifically targeted things. So Margie, I'll just put yours on the list. Got it.
All right. Liz, just to follow up on the Reserve Names Working Group question, and I apologize if you had already said this, in the message that you'll be sending around to the group, will you give us some examples of that? Because I'm just still not, frankly, getting it.
I will.
That would be great.
I will. It's all right. It's early in the day for you.
All right. Anyone have any questions? Anyone have any suggestions? All righty. Glenn, the email that you had, I think the most recent email that I had that has a list of members, is that, have there been any changes to that?
Not to the best of my knowledge, Christina.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's what I'll use for my assignment.
Hey, Christina, this is Jeff. I didn't sign up for a group. I'm going to be a little bit limited in the next 3-4 weeks at most.
Okay.
So I just we're having a – my wife is due with our second child in 2 weeks. So.
Excellent.
Right. So but,
yeah, I think you get a pass.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'll help out in any way I can, and certainly after those couple weeks are – done and we're more back to normal, I can jump back in.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, right.
Congratulations.
I thought you know that already, that this is completely impossible.
If you could do it with three, I can
try four. Yes.
You going for four, is that what you said?
No, I have four.
Oh, you have four? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Go for five.
No, thanks.
Oh, come on. We have working group basketball teams. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. And I guess we will all talk next Tuesday, unless you're going to be talking with your project teams before then.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.